The troopers carrying the warhead backed away, but the rest came forward. One of them removed his backpack and pulled a set of hollow, telescoping rods from the interior, which he extended and passed to his fellows. In the meantime, Tahiri began to wander the perimeter of the treeless circle, probing it with the force and directing the stormtroopers to drive their rods into the sandy soil about every 3 meters. Once the stormtroopers had finished driving their poles, a second man opened his pack and began to arm and pass out the penetration charges, which his fellows inserted down the hollow rods they had driven into the sandy soil. When that was finished, the demolitions man passed a small detonator to Tahiri. She motioned for the squad to retreat, following a few steps behind. The last man had just stepped out of the circle of rods when Tahiri suddenly spun around, looking not toward Ben and Taran, but toward the slope down which they had come a few minutes earlier.
"There's someone coming," Tahiri said, pointing.
Taran rose to a knee, laying the barrel of the blaster rifle across the Kolg trunk. A blue bolt screeched away from the barrel of her blaster, but Tahiri was already diving into the trees. She brought the detonator around beneath her body, pointing it toward the circle of penetration charges. Ben felt the gut-punch shockwave of an all-too-close detonation. Then his goggles went momentarily dark as the optics were overwhelmed by the blast flash. In the next instant, the forest erupted into screaming bolts of blaster fire. Ben poked his head up over a tree and saw a column of sand dropping back toward the ground, and into it, where an enormous sinkhole was draining into the tunnel or shaft, or whatever it was that Tahiri and her men had just opened. To the left of the sinkhole, a dozen of Tenelka's select commandos were charging through the trees, exchanging blaster fire with the startled Imperials. Behind it, two troopers were dragging the litter with the big Baradium warhead toward the hole, defended by the whirling blade of Tahiri's lightsaber.
"I'll take the troopers out," Taran said,
thrusting her blaster rifle into Ben's hands.
"You keep the Jedi busy. She's not a..."
Ben let the sentence trail off as Taran plucked a trio of fragmentation grenades off her equipment harness and thumbed the arming switch on the first one. He propped the barrel on the tree and opened fire on Tahiri, switching from one corner of her body to another so she would have to move her blade across the greatest distance to defend herself. But Tahiri was as quick as she was precise, batting Ben's first bolts back into the tree behind which they were hiding, then deflecting them up toward the grenade that Taran had just sent arcing her way. The third bolt she deflected struck home, and the grenade detonated harmlessly above the newly reopened mine shaft. Taran thumbed the arming switches on her last two grenades.
"I said keep the Jedi busy."
Ben jumped up and began to fire, not at Tahiri, but at the Baradium warhead, forcing her to dive into position to protect the bomb. Taran sent both grenades flying across the shaft just as Tahiri dropped into a cartwheel. The Hapen whooped in delight as the maneuver carried Tahiri past the warhead and out of position to defend the troopers dragging it forward. The grenades detonated to either side of the litter, shredding the stormtroopers' armor and hurling their torn bodies aside. Tahiri was caught by the shockwave and hurled out of sight into the trees. The warhead dropped to the ground unharmed.
"Good job."
Taran took her blaster rifle back and clambered over the log.
"Now let's go finish."
She let the sentence drop and opened fire into the woods.